Mohler was
That's right.
also had Gemara stuff.
100% right. The Moich wouldn't have worked unless the Moich told him, Leich Mashiach Kini, go and be Kinyan. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So that's, I've told you to do a very high level Kinyan. That shows the Gemara stas. Right. Okay, so that's the Gemara's Kashel. The Gemara's Kashel. Now there's a Chiddush, a Gevaldige Chiddush in Rashi, which is Neged Tosfos in Kedushin, a Gevaldige Chiddush. Where does Mesira work? Does Mesira work in a Shusamlich or not? Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says that by Mashiach, you don't have to do like Mashiach to take it out from the Shus of the Kohen out. It's from the Shus of Mecha out. Mashmah, you could do Mesira even in the Rishus HaMeicha. That's
That's
the
right.
Chiddush ultimate. Afal pi shelo yimoshu Rishus HaMeicha, even though you didn't put out from the Rishus HaMeicha, it still works. You gave over the Afsa, even though you didn't put it out from the Rishus HaMeicha, the Kinyan works.
The Kiddush is based on
That's
the fact, sort of based on the fact that it says.
Mesira.
Yeah, Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, yeah. Pshat in the Mishnah says the Mesira Tanan. The Mishnah says Mesira Tanan. That was Gemara's Kasha. What does it mean by Mesira? That you don't need to pull it out from Rosh Hashanah, you can simply pass over the reins. Which sounds like that you're passing over the reins in the Rosh Hashanah. That's a tremendous Kiddush, which those of
If
you who have Rishash at the back of the Gemara, I mean, everyone should have. If you have Rishash at the back of the Gemara, and I think even Yossi, you have this Rishash.
Yeah, I think this comes with Rishash.
Yeah. So if you want to have a quick look at the back of the Gemara, or I can just read it out to you. It's also good. You'd have from the base, Rishash, on Rashi, the Masil,
Rishash before
Mesira, Tanakh. Depends on your Gemara.
huh?
Depends on your Gemara. What have you got? What have you got? It's before the Rif, says. Yeah.
It's quite before the
I'll
Rif.
just read that because it's just very short. I'll just read that to you.
No.
Matt, you can check it up afterwards if you want. Mashma de Mesira Koni Afilo Rishus HaMeicha. And then he says, in Zelashin Toises, he brings two Toises in Kiddush, one Kiddush and one above Basa, that says that not like that. That says, Ve'ein Mesira Mahani Rishus HaMeicha. Or Rishus Meicha cheated the Lake Kana Mesir. Tesis clearly holds not like that. Tesis elsewhere in Kedushin says Mesir has to be out of the Rishus Meicha. You got Kinyan in Rishus Meicha. You haven't done anything. It's still there. Passed over the reins. Very nice. It's still in the Rishus Meicha. But with this Rashi, Chiddush Rashi seems to be saying otherwise. Mashiach, you have to pull out from the Rishus HaMeicha, and this you don't need to do. Not only is it an easier one, you don't need to move the animal at all, just have to pass the reins. You can even do it in the Rishus of the Meicha.
How is
Jesus.
that mashma from the words of
Yes.
Rashi?
Why is it mashma from the words of Rashi? Because when Rashi says what you don't need to do, Rashi says, the Kavon, the Mosele Ba'afsa, as soon as you passed over the Afsa, Kona, already been Koinerit, even though he hasn't pulled it out from the Rishus of the
So if
Meicha.
Rashi, yeah.
Meaning that it's in the Rishus of Meicha. I haven't yet pulled it out from the Rishus of Meicha, but the minute I pass over the reins, the Kavan, as soon as I pass, the Kavan means it's soon off. As soon as I pass over the reins, I've already been Koinerit.
So if Rashi hadn't used the words Mereshus Mocher, then we wouldn't be able to make that deal because it could be that he's just talking about Mashiach. So therefore, the fact that Rashi added Mereshus Mocher, he's telling you the mashmalus is that Mashiach Mereshus Mocher works, but Mesira Mereshus Mocher doesn't. That's the deal.
Other way around. The Messiah Rishus Meicha works. Mashiach in Rishus Meicha doesn't work. You have to take it out from Rishus. Passing
Right,
over
right,
the
right, right, right.
does
From the
work.
rishus, right, from the
Yeah,
rishus of the mocher.
yeah,
Okay, but
yeah.
the mashmo, the diuk is because otherwise Rashi wouldn't have used the words merishus mocher.
100%. Yeah, 100%. That's the Chiddush. Like Tosfos tells us, this sugya is big, but this isn't the place. The place is in Kiddushin. Why is the place in Kiddushin? It's a Mishnah. That's where the Mishnah is. So the rest of the Iyun, we're going to have to leave for when we get to Kiddushin and Yetzir Shem. So one second, we haven't yet finished the Gemara. So that was Ula. Ula said, Beim Agasa, Nikas Mimshicha, Frank the Gemara, Vahantam Mimsir, meaning you don't need to do Mimshicha. You don't need such a high level Kenyan. You can do even Mimsir. So what's the answer? Who? Who's who? Who don't? Ula, he holds Kihai Tana, like this Tana. Which Tana? The Tanya, there's a bright Sachachachom, Yavayimim, Zu, Vizu, Bimshicha. That the Chomim say both Gasa and Dako need Mashiach. You can't do Mesira, you need Mashiach. So that's all. All the holds like the Chachamim. If Shimon Omer, another shit to mention in the Brayse, Zuv Zuv Hagboi, that you don't need Mashiach, but you need Hagboi. That's the shit of Reb Shimon. How on earth are you going to pick up a cow?
Why are those words here in the Gemara, though? What are those words helping us with the sugya?
Make it walk up
and around. Make it walk up and around. So sorry, I was just trying to hear Ruvain 1 second. It says Rashi, Zuvazu, Gasa Vadaka Bagboy. We gasa, how do we do that? Mitautina Mikidushin, Shinoisin, Khavile Zmoyois, Takas Ragleo, Vioilo Aleyan. We place Khavile Zmoyos, some type of bundles of sticks under its legs, and it walks up. Okay, that way I have done a kinyan. I've managed to pick it up. I haven't picked it up. I managed to make it go up.
Most is vines or sticks?
Sticks. Most comes from sticks. It's small sticks, bundles of small sticks.
Yeah. Vines?
Whether the sticks come from vines, it could be. Most means in the Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah, and Gemara, most are soft sticks.
Does he have to own those or not?
No, you have to make the animal walk up. That's what it is. Okay, so that's the answer. So Ula holds like the Chachamim there, that holds the Akoina with Meshicha, and not with Mesir. You need to do with Meshicha.
Is adding Rabbi Shimon's Shita help the Sugi at all?
No, doesn't. Rabbi Shimon doesn't help us, just finishing off the Brice. The Brice held. We've got brought your Brice where Chachamim say you need to Meshicha. And then if we're ready, bring that's the Brice. The Brice is the carried on. Rabbi Shimon holds. You need Hagbah. I'm not sure. I have to really look into that. I didn't look into it. I apologize. I'm not sure if Reb Shimon's being more machmir than Tanakama and holding that Mashiach doesn't work. You need Hagbah. Or he was saying the Hagbah also works. I'm not sure about that.
In the Brisa, no one says Masira.
Right. Yeah. But that I still have to look into. What's Reb Shimon hold? I didn't look into it. Should have done.
And Hagbah doesn't require... leading the Rishus, it's just that it's just slipping.
Right. No, but Agbar might not work in Rishus Mecha. Agbar might not work in Rishus Mecha. It might have to be also in the street. Okay. Maybe Mashiach itself is not enough. I have to look into that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what...
And it's an alternative.
Let's see, we have Rashi. Maybe do that. Yeah, sorry, here we have Rashi. Rashi is clearly in Bab Metzia that he holds Mashiach doesn't work. You need Agbar. Mashiach doesn't work. Doesn't help. Not Mesirah, not Mashiach. You need Hagbah. Okay, so Ula is going. I should say Chacham. Fine. Next member of Ula. Oma ve Oma Ula, Oma Beloz. Ha'achim Shechol. Brothers that divided up their Yerusha. The father died. And the way it works is, a person's father is Nifter. And there's something called Tfisas Abayis. It's the money of the estate. As long as it's not divided up, it belongs to all of them jointly. And then eventually the brothers decide we want to divide up the Yerusha. And then we have to start working out how much each person is going to independently get. So Achim Shacholku, Achim, who had this situation where the father was Nifta, and then eventually they divided up the Yerusha. Masha Aleim Shomim. When dividing up how much each person gets, you take into account the clothes they're wearing. If one person is wearing a very expensive coat, so that comes out of his portion. So if the father left, raised $10,000, and one guy is wearing, there's five brothers, and one guy is wearing $1,000 coat, so he's only going to get $1,000 left because he's already spent his money on the coat that he's wearing. He's already used up his portion. So we work out.
Even though he purchased that coat or he has that coat prior to the death?
No. We're talking about he used He used money from the state to buy himself clothes.
Okay, so let's talk about
100%. Thank you for making pointing that out. Yeah, we're talking about the money that was taken from the state to buy themselves clothes. So the father died, and they've been living off this state. They never divided it up. They've been living off the estate for a year or two. And then now they decided to divide up. So now each person has to make a cheshbon how much he took from the estate to order to work out how much each person gets. So when working out how much he took from the estate, now he took from the estate to buy himself clothes. He took from the estate to buy his kids' clothes, to buy his wife a shaitel. He took from the estate, how much do we take into account what they've already withdrawn from the estate when working out how much each person gets. So the Gemara is going to say, regarding what the person himself bought for himself to wear, we take that into account. But regarding what he spent in order to finance his kids' clothes or his wife's clothes, that we don't take that into account and we can ignore that. So if you work out your own numbers, but if he's already spent $1,000 on his kids' clothes and now there's $10,000 left in the kitty, he hasn't lost out anything from the fact that he spent $1,000 on his kids. Why should that be? We have to see very soon.
I'm not going to say that. I want some Rashi.
Okay, that's what I see in Rashi. Come on.
Says otherwise.
I tell you, so then a Rashi says, Chanan says otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. So let's see it inside and we'll work it out. Achim Shacholku, brothers that divide out the state after they've already spent some of that money from the state. So, Masha Aleim Shomim. Whatever clothes they are wearing, we assess. Shomim means to assess. We assess how much those clothes are worth. And since he spent that money from the estate in order to buy those clothes, we deduct that from the portion that he's meant to receive. Masha Al Benem Ubnisem. But whatever's on his kids' clothes, his sons and daughters, we don't. We don't assess, meaning that doesn't.
It's not deducted.
It's not deducted from the amount that he would like from his Yerusha. And then the Gemara ends off on our Papa. Papa says, "Pa'amim af masha aleim ain't shomim." Sometimes even clothes that this person himself is wearing ain't shomim. We don't deduct from the amount of Yerusha should receive. Why? So we don't assess those clothes in order to deduct from the Yerusha should receive. Why? In which case, Mishkachas lo begodol achim, the oldest brother. Why? Why should he wear? Why should his clothes not be deducted from the estate? Denichelu, all the brothers are very happy that he's wearing posh clothes. Telishtamon mile, they're happy he's looking respectable because then people will listen to this older brother and take to heart what he's saying. I mean, if he's walking around with torn jeans and then he'd like to buy something, people won't treat him with the right respect, and they won't give him a good deal. He comes very respected, suit, tie, hat, jacket, whatever, he's coming nice looking good. Then if he says, "Oh, I want to buy this," people are going to start, and I'm offering this, people will take that into account more. So the brothers are interested in having it. And therefore, if he took that money from the state to buy himself clothes, they're very good. Yeah, you should take those clothes. And then afterwards, they wouldn't deduct it from his portion. That's what Ula and her papa told us. Shtamun is to listen. Yeah, people will listen to his words. Yeah, his words should be listened. That's really the... So Nifa, his words will be listened to. They are very happy that he's wearing these clothes in order that his words will be listened to. Listen to his words, yeah. Right? Nishtam un mile, that mile is his words, the word mila, and a is his. Nishtam un from the Lashon of Shmi'a, his word, delishtam un, his words should be listened to. Okay, that's good. That's the Ula, new Chiddush of Ula, says Rashi. So remember, how many Chiddushim go on Ula here? What he's wearing, how many Chiddushim is Ula telling us? What he's wearing does have to be taken into account. Din number one. Then number two, what he spent on his kids and on his kids, his sons and daughters, that doesn't come into account. And number three is a puppet, that sometimes even what he spent on himself also won't be taken into account because they are very interested he's got it, so that the shtaun mile, that he will be listened to. No, it's adding to what Ulla said. Omar Papa, it's not a Papa Omar. Omar Papa. Omar Papa means, if you always have Omar before the Papa, it means it's coming to add, not to I. Says Rashi. Masha al Benem. You have it? Masha al Benem, Benesem? Masha al Benem, Benesem, in Shalom. Says Rashi. Why? Why? Why don't we take into account? Why don't we assess how much he spent on his kids' clothes? Says Rashi, the Kavon, since the Bonim Ovonis, lay also the Beidine, since he won't bring his sons and daughters to the Beis Din. Later says the person's embarrassed to bring his kids to Beis Din, start bringing all his children to Beis Din, start working out how much they all own, how much they, what, how much clothes they're wearing and how much they're worth. Kima de bonim or bonis, they also the big dinner. You don't bring them to Beis Din. Loi mavzina luhu lemeis. Since the bonim or bonis don't come on their own to Beis Din, they're not going to embarrass you to bring your clothes to Beis Din. Right? Rav Tosfos says the same type of, huh? Yeah. Kima de bonim or bonis, since sons and daughters, they also do not come Le Beidina to Beis Din, Le Mavzina, who we don't embarrass them, Le Maisi to bring them. Right? So, therefore, it's a small place.
We don't embarrass the children, or we don't embarrass the Ach.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, I think it means you don't embarrass the brother to bring his children. Also, the Lashon of Tosis like that. Shem is Baishin Lehaviyom Le Beis Din. They're embarrassed to bring them to Beis Din. The brothers are embarrassed now bringing all their children, and the children should be standing up on a line and start looking at the clothes. What clothes are you wearing? How much do they spend? That's an embarrassment. And we don't really have, or you won't be able to assess it. How are you going to assess it? The Beis Din do the assessment. Oh, so you're saying, what about bringing the clothing? Keep the kids at home, but bring the clothes.
If the only animal there, I can live in that neighborhood, because they have multiple pairs.
Very good. So Yossi's asking Gudar, why don't we say bring the clothes? Keep the children at home and bring the clothes. Yossi himself answers that if that is the clothes they're wearing, then obviously we don't say take off all the clothes from the kids, keep them at home, and we'll bring the clothes. That's also not expected from to be done. And therefore, we don't do it. So what about Shabbos clothes? Yontem clothes, what about that? So Tosfos says in Achrami, you have to bring them. In Achrami, you have to bring them. Why?
Gemara says that straight out, no.
Oh, like you yourself, so again. The Gemara says, why not? Because I'm in Baish to bring. But if I don't have to bring the kids, I can just bring the clothes. Then in Achrami, then I would be included. So very good. So Mele, Shabbos clothes, well, I don't have this idea of busha. Because I'll just bring the clothes, the kids can be at home, they can walk around their home, it's fine. They'll have their clothes there. It's just the Shabbos clothes. Okay, I'll bring the Shabbos clothes. So Mamele, it fits in very well. If the reason is Shemit Baishim Laviam, it's embarrassed to bring them. Okay, so don't bring the kids. But the clothes, like you're saying, bring the clothes.
You're saying really it should be different. So who should want your story? Trust
our brother, man. No. Shuma has to be done in base.
No, I'm saying the brother can estimate how much he spent on those holdings. And say, this is what I spent.
Yeah.
Each beggar, the minimum the beggar is worth is $10. Okay, so he takes off $10. Here we say we're throwing everything. I'm sure that each of the other brothers, they need more than one another on the skin.
Meachos? Why? Why are they meachos? Because since it's embarrassed to bring the kids to Beis Din, so it's not shy for Shuma. So they meichel each other and say, you know what? I'd say whatever you spend on the kids, it's fine. Something which we can make an assessment. So we want to make an assessment. And something which is not shy to make an assessment because we can't bring them to Beis Din. So then we say that we're meichel. You've got yours, I've got mine, and we're meichel. And that's what Tesis speaks to our creator. So that is the Ma'alachim. So in Achami, it comes out, the Shabbos goes, you would have to bring, like Tesis points out. One more Rashi. The God of Achim. Yeah, it's Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi, not the Gemara Yerushalmi that says it.
Says what?
Shabbos because you have to bring, yeah. So man, it's into the Gemara Yerushalmi and you've got no reason to say Rashi should be critical of that. Okay, Rashi did. Rashi said it. Don't embarrass them. So what's the stage? Okay, don't embarrass them, but what about their Shabbos clothes?
You're saying they won't embarrass them coming with the Shabbos clothing?
Why? Just bring the clothes. I don't have to bring the kids. I just bring the kid, the clothes. This is your time, Yossi.
Same thing with
weekday clothes. They can't. Because the kids are wearing the weekday clothes.
Because they have only one pair of weekday clothes.
Go on, in those days, that's what it was. Those days, yeah, it's cholokechok, you had one proper garment which you still wear. Right.
Minaga dayanim, the kids don't come to the basin.
Mm-hmm. Next Rashi, Begodel Achim. Gadoila Achim, the oldest brother. The oldest of the brothers, Gedoil HaAchim, the oldest of the brothers. HaOisek v'nechosim, he is involved in the property, LaAchnes, LaHoitzi, to put in and take out, it means to do business, transactions, right? So that brother doesn't need to work out how much he spent. Why not? Says Rashi, Dad Hashtah, because till now, Nichelu LaAchim, the brothers were very happy. The lichsi, mididhu, that he should wear from their clothes, from their money. The lichsi that he should cover himself in should wear clothes mididhu from the joint estate. Why? The malbushim noyim, they want him to wear nice clothes. Kiechi delishtamun mile. His words should be listened to. So says Rashi, the oldest brother, his nice clothes don't get taken into account. Why not? Rashi says, why not? Well, the brothers had an interest in it. They were happy they had. So you can't now go and say, okay, now you pay up. No, I bought these nice clothes for your sake, and you were happy that I bought them. So some type of mechila. And they were meichel when he put it, when he took it on, because they wanted him to. So in that case, anything he spent on his own, you would need to... You wouldn't take into account. Right. Okay, that's the Gemara. So what does the Gemara tell me? Kids, you don't take into account. Ain't shomim. And the reason is because it's embarrassment. Oh, so let's see this. Tosis just adds in one word or two, which helps us. Tosis, mashal, b'neim, or b'neisem, ain't shomim. Third wide line. Says Rashi, says Tosis, shemit baishim, la'vi'am, le'beisim. They are embarrassed to bring them to Basin. Umochli ahadodim. And they, therefore, the brothers are meichel each other for what they've spent on their kids. Pasuk Arif, Dafka big day chorot, Dafka weekday clothes. Aber big day Shabbos, Shomin. But big day Shabbos, you do estimate. Vachi is to be Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that as well. So the Rif, the Yerushalmi said, so it's very good. It fits in beautifully. Why should that be? But like Yossi explained, the only reason why you don't take into account what the clothes kids are wearing because there's an embarrassment to bring them. But here, there's no embarrassment. Just bring the clothes. And indeed, the Rosh, sure, you have a Rosh? Rosh Simen Gimel. Yud Gimel. The Rosh, Mamish speaks this out. Ma'ashal b'neshem, the Rosh adds also the wives. Yud Gimel. The Rosh adds also the wives. It's about five lines into the Rosh. Rosh Simin Yud Gimel. Ma'ashal b'neshem b'nei u'b'neisem ein shomin. You see where it is Simin Yud Gimel and Peg Aleph? Five lines down? What does it say? By a dot, there's a dot. Ma'ashal.
Yeah, Ma'ashal.
Yeah. Ma sha'al neshem b'neim u'meshem ein shomim shemitbayshim la'aviyam le'beisin u'moch li la'adodi. Oh, may high time it. Dafka big day choyl. For this very reason, it's only big day choyl. Avibig di shavis sheyuchlu la'aviyam le'godim le'beisin. Big day shavis where you can bring the clothes to beisin. You don't need to bring them themselves to come to Basin. Shaman, you would be Shaman. That's what it says in your Shami. Okay, that's the Rosh Tavega, that's the Pshat. That is the Pshat. It's embarrassment. So big Dechorah is a big it's embarrassment. Big Dechorah says, may I time it for this very reason? That's Pshat in your Shama. Now here we have a very interesting thing.
So it's not the embarrassment of, you know, to embarrass the children, it's just the embarrassment because it was with their clothes. It's the clothes itself.
The embarrassment to bring the children with their clothes. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Now very interesting. The Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of our Gemara says a different svara. Nothing to do with embarrassment. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, a different svara. See Rabbeinu Chananel is on the side of every Gemara. Even Yossi's Gemara's got it.
Is it mine?
Yeah. So Rabbeinu Chananel, he brings down the Gemara. Achim Shafalku.
Where is it?
Yeah. In my Gemara, it's about here on the page. Mm-hmm. Where is it on yours? Okay. About seven lines up on the end of the Omer, in my.
Here,
so it says that there are different svara, not because of embarrassment, but a different svara. Now, what's the svara? The cave and the chazal, the shokel, achuah, mitfusas habayis, since the brothers saw. Now they took money from the Tvus Abayis. Well, Malbish, Le'ishtoi, here again, they add the word Ishtoi, Le'ishtoi, Ulevonov, Mochal. I see you taking money to buy your kids' clothes. And I didn't say anything. Okay, the brothers. One brother saw the other brother taking money to buy clothes. He didn't say anything. Why are you buying clothes? Ah, you're buying it for your kids. I didn't say anything. It's a sign that you were made for.
I'd say I had one that you could have
adopted
from the whole state.
Yeah. You're right. You could have argued on this. And indeed, that's what Rashi and Tosafot is saying. That's not them shot. But Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, since they didn't make a machah about it, what do you think you're doing? But rather, they just took it and said, okay, means they were meichel. But the chiddush is, what would be then, according to that, Rashi's code? If that's the svara, that by shit, I'm meichel. For the fact I see it, I saw you took money and you didn't. I didn't make a fuss. So it's a sign that I was meichel. So what would you say, Rosh Shabbos goes? You should have said you're meichel, right? And yeah, Rabbeinu Chananel a bit later on brings the same Rishalmi and says a kli regel, a kli Shabbos. You do have to. It's a bit of an interesting thing. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say the vatikul of mechila, and you would have thought it means even Shabbos goes. But he himself brings his Yerushalmi that says the Mechila, that you do need to take into account the amount he spent on Shabbos. So you have to say, Mr. Reb Nochum says, you have to say, when he says we're Meichel, only Meichel on cheap things. On expensive clothes that you spent, invested in that, that's not Stam Mechila. Unless we said we're Meichel, we didn't say we're Meichel. So the Stam does is the person's not Meichel for that.
There's proof to that, because the oldest son will buy fancy clothes.
Right.
We don't say his mother. Okay. Well, we say his mother only because it's helping.
Right.
If the second to the oldest son would buy fancy
clothes. Yes, that's not such a catch because we said what the sons himself are wearing, there's no mechila.
Right.
Right? It's only what the kids are, what we bought for the kids. I bought the kids and you didn't say anything, it shows your mechila. The sons themselves, because we'll work out whatever you're wearing. We'll work it out. But the kids, we're not going to have that in front of us to work out. So that we're not, that we're moichel. But not Shabbos. Like, that's too much. We have a stomach here. So those are the two Malachim to explain what's going on here. Now, what's the pshat about the oldest brother? The oldest brother, we said that he bought from the state and he doesn't need to pay it back. What's the pshat in that? We said they're interested in it. Says Tosfos, "Megodol achi." If they make a mechal, then they may do so. But as long as they didn't make a mechal, then we assume that they're interested and are happy with it. So that his words should be listened to. Which is exactly the same type of story there. That there we said they wear fancy clothes and all this should be listened to. So what did Tosfos say? And then we can see what you added.
He said they have a right to be both there.
If they make a mechal, when do they make a mechal?
Must be before he bought it.
Why must you say that?
Then he says, but if they didn't do mechia,
maybe it's going on the time of division. As long as they weren't machal, they didn't make a machal, we don't assess it. But if at the time of division they make a machal, then we would listen to them.
Seems like it could be later also, because Kozman shelo
micho. If they want to make, we said begod achi, we don't take into account. If they make a machal, they can. They have a right to make a machal. Because when they do, Mr. Manichlu. The Papa said the oldest brother.
Yeah.
Why? Maybe if not for the fact of this places, you would have thought they've got a right to make a machal. Baba is saying that when we make up the division, we don't take into account what he's wearing. Kozman, the brothers, didn't make a machal about it. We ignore the clothes that he's wearing. But maybe, I'm not saying this is a pshat, but maybe if they would make a machal, then the din would be different. That means when Beis Din come along, Beis Din never say to a person, hey, you should time this and this. That Beis Din don't do, apart from certain exceptions. When they come to Beis Din, we'd like to make an assessment. So Beis Din will say, okay, your clothes, is because we're not gonna measure. If the brothers keep quiet, that's what we're gonna do. If the brothers say, no, we want you to measure them, we don't agree with that, then that's what Beis Din may be saying, that you would assess it. So maybe it's like the default. Unless they make a machal. You're saying no, but we're asking you why. I agree with you 100%. Just you have to express yourself. That's the only reason why you're unhappy?
Why are you agreeing with him? What were you agreeing with him with?
Yossi is saying that the machal has to be before he starts wearing the clothes, not at the time of the division. When Tosfos says, Imuchin, it means made a machal at the beginning when he started wearing those clothes. But if they didn't make a machal then it won't help to make a machal at the time of division. That's what Yossi said. I'm asking to express himself fine, but
meaning that it was never nichalahu to the other brothers.
Yes.
Never got to the nichalahu.
Right. Had to be there was machal right at the start. So one second, you're not difficult. What's he adding? Well, first of all, what is he saying? Right? Is he saying they make him a call at the beginning or make him a call at the division? So Noki Yosef says it has to be at the beginning. And also the Rosh can be like the same. The Rosh also said if they made him a call, lechatchile. That's the word the Rosh adds in. Made him a call at the beginning. And what's the pshat in that? Very possible. I've asked Yosef to express himself. I'm going to do that on his part. The pshat is that what's the reason why a brother can take money from the state? to buy fancy clothes. So he said, because the mistana, they're happy, they want the brother to look good, right? If they wanted that, then they can't afterwards make a machar. They can't afterwards say, no, we don't want him to write. It's too late. He already bought it with your assent. You want it, you agreed to it. So it can't be machar means now we're making a machar. Now it's too late. Now already I bought it with your agreement. I bought these fancy clothes on your behalf so that people will listen to my words. So now you don't like it? Too bad. So Abadu the Mechal must mean at the beginning, when he started wearing it for the first time, they made the Mechal and said, no, we don't agree to that. We don't agree to that. We hold that you shouldn't be wearing fancy clothes. Okay, it's Chotam. And therefore, if they made the Mechal at the beginning, it would help. Those of you who have Namuki Yosef, for those of you that don't, should buy some Namuki Yosef. And those of you that do, he very rarely speaks this out, but they're lucky. Omar Machabi decides to explain what Tosis means. It's on the pay on the other mind. I'll read that to you as well because whatever. Omar Machabi, nearly, I think it means the whole the cost of a Tosis. That's what Tosis says, they can make a machal. It's moving, it's at the bottom. Muki Yosef.
Oh, I'm sorry, thank you.
In the old edition, there's four lines up. In the Hey Amad Aleph. In the new edition, I don't know. The harder cost of a Tosis, hey, the Bach adds in words, the Moich in Moich and Rishus B'yodom, Rotsa Loima, Shemichu Tchilo, Bishar Shalobish, Omichsi, the Oz, Miglu the Tayu, the Reinichlo, then it showed that they didn't want it. Ve'efshu the Goa Oz, Misha Achi. Okay, he adds on more, he says, if they made the Mechal, and they said, we don't want you to wear it, and he still bought it, then even if it gets worn out or something, it still loses its part. We'll come to that in a second. So that's very good. We understand that.
I want to be mocha against that.
Okay, 1 second. It says then half a line later, Avan Bloy Michu Mitchilo Klal. Mochli, they're ready, Michael. Or Mikam Veilech. I feel much all of it, Shomin. Or Mitaim Domino, for the reason we said, the Stoma Nichelu. They were happy about it. So if he was happy about it, if they were happy about it, you can't complain afterwards. Mm-hmm. So when it says it, if Tosis, if they want to make a machar, they can. That must mean before he started wearing.
Hello?
Before he started wearing it, they could make a machar.
Maybe.
The first time we see it.
Yeah. If David, you're saying something?
Yeah, so... Their mochel that he could buy fancier clothes because he apparently is going to be the advocate for the rest of the brother. He's the new patriarch,
right?
But how about at the time of the din, they realized he bought fancy clothes and he didn't do anything. He was lazy. He didn't advocate for them. He didn't, whatever business affairs had to be taken care of.
Yeah.
At that point, why can't they say, we're not mochel anymore because you didn't do anything with those clothes?
It's too late because you were Moichel in order for him to buy it. So you were Moichel.
They were Moichel basically on tonight that he was going to use those clothes for their benefit.
So interesting court cases. I don't think it makes a difference because the Meister were Moichel him to buy, so they should be listened to. And the fact that he didn't afterwards is probably a grom of Alma, the fact that he didn't make use of it. Right? But they really wanted him to look good. Okay, one more thing, and then Arine wants to say something. But one second. So what do we just say? Oh, so Pshat and Tosis is a Meichel, and the Meiche, they protested before it started, before he ever wore it. All the halachas, hilchos, dayanos we can discuss, but just a very big kash on this is what's the chiddush? There's no chiddush. Obviously, if the brothers say that we don't agree, then obviously yes. So what's the case? No, if you make a mechal, they're allowed to. That's a big kasha on this thesis. It has to be the din mechal beforehand, can't be mechal afterwards. But on the other hand, what exactly is the chiddush about this? Have a second. Arile, what's your mechal on what we just learned?
Thank you. Does Tosfos agree with Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, Tosfos says, im mochin, if they are mocha. Mm-hmm. If Tosfos really meant that they had to be mocha originally, Tosfos should have said, im mochu.
What?
Aleph.
That's why the Noki Yosef says, Omar Machaba, this is what you have to say it means. In a Harami. There's a difficulty. The Loshon of Tosfos sounds like the mocha afterwards. But it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. Once they're already given permission, you can't make a mocha backwards.
Why would Tosfos say, about kol zman shelo michu, if he was talking about at one point before anything started? What does kol zman shelo michu mean?
Kol zman means as long as.
Why as long as? Because like Rashi said, at the beginning of Rashi, he says, begadol achi, ha'osek benechasin lahachnis velahotzi. Before the Shamaut, the oldest brother, was responsible for being mefarnes the other kids by selling assets and giving assets, whatever, in order to have food for them. But once that's happened, the ad hashta, so far as the Shamaut had not yet taken place, and everybody was happy. But now that they're going to do a Shamaut, it's no longer Tfus HaSabais. This is your part. That is my part. We're no longer Mocha. Now we're going to be Mocha.
I already bought it.
That's fine. You already bought it. You were able to use it. When we needed you, when we needed you to be Machni Sumotzi in the Chasim, until the Shamaut, we were Mocha. No, we're Mochel. We were fine. You could use it. But now that we're doing a final Shamaut, now we're going to say, what you have, that's part of yours.
Well, they gave him as a present already. They gave him money already. They gave him money to buy the clothes. So what do you want? Him to give the money back?
Let them do a prorating of how much he used it for. He used it for a year until the Shamaut, so he'll pay for
it's his clothes. You gave him money to buy it. It's his clothes.
Okay, it's the children's Shabbos clothes also. We're going to make a Shamaut on them. We gave them that.
They didn't give them the money to buy those clothes.
It seems from all the words in Rashi and Tosfos that the Macha is taking place at the Shamaut. They were Mochel originally, and now they're saying we do not want to be Mochel anymore. We want to be Mochel now. It's no longer able to keep those clothes. Those clothes can be sold. And they'll become part of that.
While you're saying what you're saying, Arile, I must admit to you that the Loshon of Tosfos even sounds like that. But that's what Rabbi Yosef was coming to argue about.
Okay.
It cannot be. It can't be. Once you bought it, with your permission, it's my clothes.
Kvodo bebimekomo for the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Rashi says, ha'osek b'nechosin. It doesn't say, God alachim she'asak b'nechosin. It's saying that while he was doing it, they needed to be mochel. But now, the ad hasha, right? Until now. Now they don't need it anymore.
That's why. Since he's oisib ben achosim achos oitzi, so till now they were happy with it. Therefore, those clothes are his. Because they gave it free. He bought it actually 2 days ago. But they were, even when he did that, they were happy that he bought it. Because they wanted his words to be called, to be listened to. The Rosh also writes the Chatchila had to be like that. And I did see, remember, just having a look quickly here, but Reb Nachum originally learned Tosfos like you want to learn. He says it can't be.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 second. Oh. Yeah. No, that's the Mokhi Yosef saying that. Okay, so one thing, let me just finish up. I want to hear what you're saying, Yossi. I just want to sum up what we've seen. This is the new Ula. The Ula told us that the Achim Tocholku, you work out how much the brothers are wearing. You do not work out how much the kids are wearing. Shabbos because you do. And the oldest brother, you do not, unless they made a Mechor at the beginning. That's how we're coming out. at the beginning beforehand. A maskim, the Rosh of Tzitz is not mashma like that, and the Rosh of Tzitz is mashma that they make a mechor from now on. But as the Mukhiyasa points out, it has to be like that. So I want to hear what you're saying, Yossi. I just want to point out we're starting a very big sugya now. Shema Shemosa Shema. When we learn it through, have a look as you go through it. We're going to learn about one Shema who accepted the responsibility to pass over to another Shema. We're going to see that Machlokes, if he's potter or not. When you go through the sugya, keep an eye out on what is he potter. If he is potter, on what is he potter? There's always a person could be Pesher, Gneva Veda, Shoya Lonsim. On which, what when we say a potter, what does it mean a potter? Potter completely, you don't need to pay anything. Let's say we all go with the opinion they hold your potter. Shemesh also potter. He's potter entirely, or only potter on Gneva Veda, maybe he's still Chayav Pshir. And what about the second guy? Is the second guy Chayav? So keep an eye out on that, and we'll have to spend some time on it. It's a shame. Okay, Yossi, yeah, what were you saying?
If it was just saying that the Shuma is done based on today's price, used clothing, meaning there was a time to say that the Shuma should be done on the original price tag, was saying no, and he's explaining the voucher, he's not saying it doesn't have to pay anything, but it'll be deducted based on the current price right now.
Right. That's what our Rebbe was trying to say. Right. That was our Rebbe trying to say. I'm just saying that if they gave it to him as money to pay for himself, they gave it to him the money to buy, so then why should he have to give it back?
Because it was part of his enterprise. We agreed for the business sake.
Uh-huh. So what was the agreement?
Now you finished the job.
Say the buyer, you bought.
What?
So you gave me the money.
You'll get your money, you put this back in, and then you'll get your division.
Why'd I have to give back my own things? You gave me money for that.
This is to be used for the
reason why we're giving you the money, because it's good, it's worthwhile for our sake. That's why. The reason why I'm doing it, because it's worthwhile for our sake. But once that's worthwhile, so you gave it to me. So you gave it to me, so now it's mine.
Yeah, but compared to, let's say, like a company car, you know, company gives something.
No, it's not his.
No, they give it to him.
Who pays for the gas?
Company does.
Means it's not his. So you can hear, these clothes are his. Who pays for the laundry? He'd have to pay for it. It's his clothes.
Maybe the state. Austin,
yes,
for his
estate. So we're giving him this so they give it to him as a proper present. That's how he's understanding Tesis. Whether we'd have to learn some other Pshat and Tesis, I don't know. Okay, she tells us Pshat and Tesis. Okay, Yetz Hashem, we'll start the new Sugon on Thursday. Shema Shema says Shema. Okay, should be well.